Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning, joined now by Mercer County Golden Eagle head coach Andrew Ho for a victory Saturday as the Eagles win last night. Off to a really good start in the first half, I think up 34-0. I guess first up, Coach, let's talk about defensively for the Eagles. It's always a concern when I hear coaches always talk about that Elmwood Brimfield offense, calling it basically kind of a rugby scrum. How'd we stack up against that last night?
You know, we started off all right. We played, I thought, really well the first two quarters there. As the second half wore on, I thought we got a little bit high up front, and they were starting to get a couple yards on us here and there. And, we gave them some good field position, but overall, a much improved effort on the defensive side. And, not perfect, so we have something to build on going forward.
Yeah, and I guess when you watch that type of offense, and I know, John, I probably talked about this with you last night on pregame or even postgame, what are the keys to stopping that type of offense? I know it's really 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they want to control the clock, as they say. Is their offense then, if it's effective, keeps their defense off the field?
Yeah, I think part of the key is where you start. You don't want to give them four down territory right from the get-go, because to stop them four downs is challenging with just the way that they do it. A big part of it, though, is being able to match body on body. They overload one side on every play, and the part of the premise is that they're going to have more guys in that area than you are, and you've got to be able to match that up. And we were able to do that last night. They made some adjustments there, middle, second quarter into the third, with some cutbacks and some things that gave us a couple fits here and there. But it's something that we kind of studied over the off season, because we've been playing that type of offense a couple times a year, and had some troubles with it. So something that we really wanted to focus on this past off season, and we did a better job last night, and hopefully we can continue to learn from that.
Yeah. Did any specific kid, at least defensively up front for you last night, really play some quality, assignment type football and really follow the game plan that you were really pleased with, or was it really a group effort?
Yeah, I thought Raven Gutierrez really stuck out on film when I watched it last night. There was multiple times where he came off the edge from the backside and was able to make that play. When they run that power lead, it's not real fast. Those backs have time to make a decision on where to cut, and he was just flying off the edge and had opportunities to make plays from behind, and actually was the guy who got that safety for us coming from the backside. And so I thought he really stood out on film last night, and I thought in the first two quarters, maybe two and a half quarters, we did a good job up front. We kind of had a little bit of a lull there in the middle of the third quarter that we'll have to take care of. But, we did a much better job of staying low and holding our gaps.
Well, I know, you lose the opener, so you always want to reverse the trend heading into week two. The response last night early, you had to be pleased. You put 18 on the board in the first quarter, so, kind of a fight back from the kids last night to get off to a good start. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, it's a process. It's a long season, and we talked about it last week. With the first game, there's always an overreaction one way or the other in the first game, because, you've been going throughout the long off season. You've had 3 weeks of practice, so there's always an overreaction, win or lose, week one. And, it's a process, and, Knoxville's a good team. They gave us some problems, but we learned from it, and that's kind of what we talked about this week is, being able to build on that process and taking what you do and then getting better from it. And, kind of a similar style as far as guys coming right at you this week, as far as how they plan schematically for you. But the guys learned from it, got better this week, and were able to come out and have some more success last night.
And just offensively, a little bit about what you thought last night. I know you get a defensive safety, but you score twice in the first quarter, two more times in the second quarter. So just a little bit about what were the keys to the offensive success last night.
Yeah, much improved last night. I thought we were very efficient. I thought our backs ran really hard. I thought that was the key. We had some nice blocks on the edge to give our backs just a crack. And we've got a couple good guys back there, a couple guys who can make a play at any moment. And, efficiency was really key. We were falling forward. We were getting the extra yards. We were 7 of 8 passing the ball last night and making the plays when we had to. And, you see that reflected in the stats last night, a couple 100-yard-plus rushers and over 100 yards passing. So that's the type of stats you like to see.
And then you were perfect on PATs last night, right? Two-point conversion. So what about that?
Yeah, you know, that makes a big difference, especially when you're going for two. You know, eight is a huge difference over six there, especially if you do it two, three, four times. That's an extra touchdown. So we were able to be very efficient on that last night. We kind of kept them on their heels a little bit with some of our movement. And Coach Murray did a good job of dialing up some of those two-point plays.
All right, and then kind of you hit on it a little bit, you know, so you get up by a nice lead, and lo and behold, here come the Trojans back at you. I think they score 20 unanswered points to make it a 34-20 game, I think, with 9:16 remaining, and then you're able to tack on that score under 2 minutes to really salt the game away. So just kind of letting them kind of get back in the game and then delivering the knockout punch there late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it felt like that score there late really kind of was the exclamation point, because they had some momentum. We had turned the ball over a couple times deep in our own territory and allowed them to have some good field position and gave up a couple scores there. You know, at the end, we were able to get that touchdown and kind of really changed the overall feeling of that second half, because we were able to have a good drive. We were able to sustain a clock-running drive that kind of put the final nail in the coffin.
All right, and it's hard to believe how fast these seasons go. So a third of the regular season will be over next Friday, but you open up conference play, and it should be a good one, as Stark County and Mercer County have had some classic games over the years. And this will be at Pratt Memorial Field on Friday night, and in Stark County off to a nice start here in 2019. So I know we're a week out, but what about the matchup Friday night?
Very excited about it. Our kids always get excited for Stark County. It's turned into a nice little rivalry. I know that, we started talking about that just a little bit last night after the game. But everyone's excited about that, especially when they come to our place. And, you know, they do some things that are a little bit different than what we've seen week one and two. We haven't seen any spread stuff. So kind of getting back to a little bit of our 7-on-7 stuff this offseason. But I think it matches up well with our speed, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, played a little bit of rugby scrum football last night, and the Golden Eagles beat Elmwood Brimfield by a final of 42-20 against Stark County down at Pratt Memorial Field next Friday night. Coach, nice going. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Andrew Hofer with the Mercer County Golden Eagles. Again, 42-20 last night over Elmwood Brimfield on WMJ and WMJ.com.